This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's Personal Health Report focuses on the mental health of young people. Parents and school boards in some communities are being asked to decide whether to support mental health screening for teenagers. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Teen Screen is a six-year-old program that surveys about 14,000 middle and high school students in 42 states. The kids take a 10-minute questionnaire at school. The questions were designed by Columbia University psychiatrists to identify kids with behaviors and feelings associated with suicide attempts. At an orientation for counselors from East Penn School District in Pennsylvania, Teen Screen's Tiffany Hake explained the program's rationale.
We know that mental illness is so often treatable. We know that most mentally ill and suicidal kids are not already getting any help. We know there's ample time to intervene before a teen dies by suicide. We think that if we ask these kids the right questions in the right safe space and environment, that they'll give us the honest answers. And really, and I think most importantly, no one else is asking these kids these questions.
Hake emphasized the importance of getting consent from both the parents and the students, and she demonstrated the computer program that asks kids a sequence of questions like these.
Have you often felt very nervous when you've had to do things in front of people? For this question, I want to know if you have ever had a sudden attack of feeling very afraid.
There are questions about loneliness, about relationships, about personal behaviors, about suicide. Some families say the program is intrusive and dangerous, including the Rhodes family of northern Indiana. Chelsea Rhodes, now 17, went through the Teen Screen program a year ago. She says after her screening, she was pulled aside by a counselor.
She's like, well, by this chart, it seems that you have social anxiety and OCD. And I'm like, for what? She goes, possibly cleaning. And I'm just like, What?
Her mother, Teresa Rhodes, was upset when her daughter told her about it.
I told her that there was absolutely nothing wrong with the fact that she liked to keep her room cleaned or that she was expected to do her housework when she came home every day because that's the way that we've raised her.
And most important, Teresa Rhodes says she never signed a permission slip.
I was unaware of Teen Screen even being in the school until my daughter came home and told me that she had been put through the Teen Screen survey.
She and her husband have filed a federal suit against Teen Screen over the question of permission, and she's co-founded an anti-Teen Screen discussion group on the web. Ninth grader Courtney Jones of Portland, Oregon, had a much different experience. A year ago, she was avoiding her family and friends, and worse.
I actually thought about hurting myself, not wanting to be here at all. There were a lot of signs that I just then didn't realize were that kind of sign. I thought maybe it was just me growing up being a teenager.
She didn't say a word to her parents.
I was afraid that maybe they'd feel like they were failing as parents or that I was just a bad child who, you know, didn't fit in right. I didn't want to disappoint them at all.
At about that time, her school was doing Teen Screen, and her parents gave permission for her to take the test. Looking at the results, a school counselor called the family and recommended that the teenager talk to a therapist. She did, but then early on in the therapy, she started to slit her wrists. She got scared and called her therapist, who got her to call 911. Courtney Jones says she's fine now. Her parents agreed that she try antidepressants. She hopes not to need it soon.
I can see my future actually a lot clearer. I look back and kind of see this fog behind me of how bad things were, and I can look back and, you know, just be very thankful that I'm out of that dark woods is what my dad and I called it.
This is a program that has some very vocal critics. They say Teen Screen usurps parental authority, sends kids to therapy who might not need it, and they say the program encourages families to put adolescents on antidepressant drugs. Teen Screen supporters say in almost all cases now, parents must sign a consent form. They say in order not to miss any teens at risk of suicide, some who aren't at risk will be included just until a closer look is done. Regarding antidepressant drugs, Teen Screen officials say a very small percent of those screened end up on antidepressants. There are no easy ways for parents to decide about Teen Screen. It has lots of endorsements from mental health professionals, and it is called a model program by President Bush's New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. Full disclosure here, NPR correspondent Jackie Lydon is on the board of advisors to Teen Screen. But as to proof, one program that has a questionnaire and offers education about suicide has evidence that it reduces suicide attempts. Teen Screen itself is just beginning to look for that evidence. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.